30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the Prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
971-7243, Larry Elder here. Man, we have some interesting callers. We have Steve from Virginia. He has a friend who worked for the EPA. Steve, don't leave town. Is it Sujo in Alameda, California? About a book written about Barron's, about the Trump underground journey. Carl is pretty convinced that Trump's going to make Canada our 51st state. Carl is in St. Louis. And David in Honolulu says the Democratic states will get together to sue Trump. David, they already have. Several sued him to stop the executive order to interpret the 14th Amendment as not allowing a child born on American soil to be an automatic citizen if his parents are illegal. They've also sued to stop him from doing the buyouts for federal employees. They sued for him to stop the pausing on USAID, so they've already joined together. But we'll talk about that. Again, the number is 888-971-SAGE. A few things before we get back to the phones. The judge that blocked the Trump buyout program temporarily has now rescinded the block and said that the plan to buy out federal employees can go forward. As of right now, some 75,000 federal employees have agreed to take the buyout. The American Federation of Government Employees, one of the union plaintiffs, is outraged over the ruling. By the way, do you know that FDR was opposed to government unions? Thought it was outrageous that people that work for taxpayers could put a gun to the taxpayer's head and say, I'm not going to work unless you pay me more money. But the union is very upset about the Trump buyout. As mentioned, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been confirmed as the Secretary of HHS. Pam Bondi has been confirmed as head of DNR. And that makes it 14 for 14, doesn't it? The only one that didn't get through was Matt Gaetz, and he withdrew his own name. Speaking of AG Pam Bondi, she's announced charges against top New York officials for protecting illegal aliens. She says anybody that's given it a green light will be sued. She filed charges against the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, against Letitia James, and Mark Schroeder, who's with the DMV. Bondi said, quote, this is a new DOJ, and we are taking steps to protect Americans. New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today. End of quote. Can you say the new sheriff in town? And all this about judges stopping the president from putting a pause on spending. I don't believe that ultimately what Donald Trump has done will be determined to be illegal. It was a temporary pause for one thing. Are you really saying that the president has no power whatsoever to stop wasteful spending that does not advance the purpose for which the money was allocated? This is interesting. MSNBC has a legal analyst named Danny Savalos, who often is fairly reasonable. He pushed back against people like Senator Chris Murphy, a big Trump hater. Murphy said this, number 35.
So I just think there's a tipping point at which you can't get your democracy back. And I see all of these very purposeful lines of effort that the Trump administration and Elon Musk are taking. And I think we just have to be right now at this moment on, you know, red alert mode.
We're all going to die. It's DEFCON 1. Donald Trump is undermining the foundations of our republic. We didn't care when Joe Biden ignored the Supreme Court and issued another debt forgiveness plan. We didn't care when Barack Obama said he could not unilaterally grant protected status to illegal aliens and then proceeded to do it. But this is outrageous. We got to stop it. It's a constitutional crisis. Here's MSNBC legal analyst Danny Savalos, number 3.
I think we need to be careful with the term constitutional crisis, because as I define it, that would be a situation where the Constitution doesn't have an answer and there is a pressing conflict. The flurry of executive orders, the chaos, that I think doesn't get us to crisis yet. It is irritating for the courts. It is challenging. It could lead to a serious problem if, as you said, they become too congested with dealing with these orders.
They keep coming. Yeah.
The crisis occurs, and we've already talked about it, at the moment when there is a court order and the president or the administration refuses to follow it. Because historically, we don't really have a clear answer for what to do in that situation. On the first half of it, issuing a bunch of executive orders, not only do we know that the courts can handle it, they already did this back in 2017. This is the same MO. The Trump administration then would just fire out executive orders. It felt like they weren't even spell checking them. And then they would let the courts prune them like the proverbial bonsai tree, or they would just withdraw them and go back to the drawing board. It's probably not the most efficient way of doing it. It's chaotic, as you said. It's problematic.
Yeah.
The constitutional crisis for me is the moment the court issues an order and the administration resists. You could say that the last notable occurrence was when Nixon initially refused to comply with a subpoena issued by the Supreme Court. Eventually, he capitulated. Mm-hmm. But history is full of these near crises examples. The question is, what do we do going forward?
Is there any evidence that Donald Trump is going to ignore what the courts tell him? The left always talks about how Donald Trump filed all these lawsuits to, quote, overturn the election of 2020. Did he defy them? Did he stay in the White House? We played you yesterday, AOC, saying, you know, because the Supreme Court has gotten so illegitimate, you can ignore them. We played you Biden saying on 3 separate occasions, yeah, the Supreme Court told me I couldn't do the student debt relief, but I figured out a way of doing it anyway. Did Senator Chris Murphy light his hair on fire? Here's what the press secretary said about this constitutional crisis nonsense. Number 1.
I would like to address an extremely dishonest narrative that we've seen emerging over the past few days. Many outlets in this room have been fear-mongering the American people into believing there is a constitutional crisis taking place here at the White House. I've been hearing those words a lot lately. But in fact, the real constitutional crisis is taking place within our judicial branch, where district court judges in liberal districts across the country are abusing their power to unilaterally block President Trump's basic executive authority. We believe these judges are acting as judicial activists rather than honest arbiters of the law. And they have issued at least 12 injunctions against this administration in the past 14 days, often without citing any evidence or grounds for their lawsuits. This is part of a larger concerted effort by Democrat activists and nothing more than the continuation of the weaponization of justice against President Trump. Quick news flash to these liberal judges who are supporting their obstructionist efforts. 77 million Americans voted to elect this president. And each injunction is an abuse of the rule of law and an attempt to thwart the will of the people. As the president clearly stated in the Oval Office yesterday, we will comply with the law in the courts, but we will also continue to seek every legal remedy to ultimately overturn these radical injunctions and ensure President Trump's policies can be enacted.
So Trump intends to comply with the lower court rulings, while continuing to appeal in hopes that they'll be overturned. I want to remind you, we come back, what AOC said about Supreme Court ruling that she doesn't like. And you tell me which party is the party that is pushing a constitutional crisis, which party that is urging insurrection. Hakeem Jeffries said we're going to fight Donald Trump in the streets. We played you a pastor who said sometimes violence is necessary. Whatever happened to civil disobedience? 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorados, let Larry know what's on your mind.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. 4 nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. And be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner and join us for Mother's Day weekend, May 10th and 11th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat mom to fun, food, and family. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner. Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
Now back to the stage, Larry Elder.
So I just think there's a tipping point at which you can't get your democracy back, and I see all of these very purposeful lines of effort that the Trump administration and Elon Musk are taking, and I think we just have to be right now at this moment on red alert mode.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. A tipping point where you can't get your democracy back. Point of order, it's a republic, not a democracy. Are you ready to take a stand? Then why don't you have your We've Got a Country to Save gear? You can get it at LarryEldershop.com. T-shirts that say We've Got a Country to Save. Crew necks that say We've Got a Country to Save. Hats, beanies that say We've Got a Country to Save. Use promo code ELDER25 at checkout to get 25% off the entire order. LarryEldershop.com. Gear up. Save 25% with ELDER25 because we've got a country to save. There's a tipping point where you can't get your democracy back. Senator Chris Murphy, a dyed-in-the-wool Trump hater from Connecticut. Did you say anything to AOC when she said the following?
There has been thought, I believe, given to this. Senator Ron Wyden has already issued statements, for example, advising what we should do in a situation like this, which I concur, which is that I believe that the Biden administration should ignore this ruling. I think that we, the courts have the legitimacy and they rely on the legitimacy of their rulings. And what they are currently doing is engaged in an unprecedented and dramatic erosion of the legitimacy of the courts. It is the justices themselves, through the deeply partisan and unfounded nature of these rulings, that are undermining their own enforcement.
So you're saying the Biden administration should ignore this court, but what does that look like? What does that actually mean?
I think the interesting thing when it comes to a ruling is that it relies on enforcement. And it is up to the Biden administration to enforce, to choose whether or not to enforce such a ruling.
And Anthony Cooper said, what does that look like? It looks like anarchy. It looks like insurrection. Can you imagine if some Trump person came on television and said, well, because these Supreme Court rulings are unpopular, we can just ignore them. Are you kidding me? Play that one more time, AOC.
There has been thought, I believe, given to this. Senator Ron Wyden has already issued statements, for example, advising what we should do in a situation like this, which I concur, which is that I believe that the Biden administration should ignore this ruling. I think that we, the courts have the legitimacy and they rely on the legitimacy of their rulings. And what they are currently doing is engaged in an unprecedented and dramatic erosion of the legitimacy of the courts. It is the justices themselves, through the deeply partisan and unfounded nature of these rulings, that are undermining their own enforcement.
So you're saying the Biden administration should ignore this court, but what does that look like? What does that actually mean?
I think the interesting thing when it comes to a ruling is that it relies on enforcement.
Wow.
And it is up to the Biden administration to enforce, to choose whether or not to enforce such a ruling.
And Nancy Pelosi said that the president did not have the authority to grant student debt relief. Fast forward, Biden grants student debt relief. He sued. The U.S. Supreme Court says that Biden's student debt relief plan is illegal. And what does Biden do and say in response? Play the three cuts.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us. And the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments. Why my administration is taking the most significant action, notwithstanding the Supreme Court tried to stop me, to provide student debt relief, most supreme ever. And the Supreme Court told me I couldn't. I found two other ways to do it.
Wow. Steve is in Middleburg, Virginia. Steve, on the Larry Ode Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, hi, Larry. It's an honor. I'm a recent El Dorado. I love that word. But I've seen you over the years and really liked you. And I'm glad that you got this show. And it's one of the best out there, and you're one of the best out there. So I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
A good friend of mine, like a brother to me, he worked for the EPA. He was a honcho there for a number of years. And I worked on Capitol Hill for over 25. But he negotiated Superfund contracts back in the 80s, if you remember those.
Mm-hmm, I do.
He had a team of underlings, and every other Friday they'd go out to an area restaurant or bar and, you know, for dinner and drinks. And I'd be invited, and I'd be joining them on many occasions. And because they saw me as a friend of the family, so to speak, you know, their boss's best friend, they were very open and honest about bragging about what they do at work as far as undermining the current administration at the time, which was the Reagan administration, and doing everything they could to stop his policy directives and so forth and what they would do, and they laughed about it. And I said, well, aren't you guys afraid of getting caught or getting fired? And when I said that, they all laughed, you know. I was a neophyte at the time. I was a young guy in my 20s. I wasn't even that political, but I was pretty naive about the way the bureaucrats worked. And they all laughed when I asked them that. And they started to tell me what the process was for firing a bureaucrat or a government employee, you know. And they said, you know, it's not going to happen. And they look at their departments. And I learned after working for a long time that This is pervasive in D.C. and across the government. The government workers, lifers, they view these departments and agencies as their little fiefdoms, mm-hmm. you know, that they own them, and that everybody else are just interlopers. Like presidents are only there for 4 or 8 years. Many politicians are voted in and out of office all the time. So they feel like they're the ones that own these things. And that's their attitude. And this is, like I said, it's pervasive. It even extends into the national security agencies. I've met people from virtually every department agency in the government. And this is Elon Musk and Lee Zeldin and you and everybody else listening and everybody else trying to cut government waste has to understand is they're not just dealing with wasteful spending. They're dealing with a mentality. You know, and that's really hard to change and control. And as long as they view everybody else, they look at it as a 15-round fight, and everybody else can only last 4 years or 8 years. They can last 15. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say, that it's a mentality that you're battling against here.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's what's meant by the deep state. And one of the last things Donald Trump did in his first term was to sign an executive order making it easier to fire people who are not doing what they want them to do, who are not executing policy. There was just a poll that showed the majority of federal workers who voted for Kamala Harris, majority of them said they would resist a legal order by Donald Trump if they felt it was bad policy. They've got to go. Thank you very much, Steve, for sharing. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I'm Larry Elder.
I'm Jack Potterdew, the tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Redding City Hall on Saturday, April 26, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Redding, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-lang-lang. Won't call you on the telephone, baby. I'll give you a ring.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
Don't put my love upon no shelf.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I'm inviting you to join Mike Gallagher, Jennifer Horn, Joe Piscopo, and the great Odersky on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. We can enjoy Alaska's breathtaking beauty like never before. Text the word TRAVEL to 94878 to reserve your cabin today. This luxury trip is your chance to experience majestic scenery, patriotism, adventure, and great conversation. We sail August 16th through August 23rd Reserve your cabin today. Text TRAVEL to 94878. That's TRAVEL to 94878. Democrats are under a great deal of pressure, getting a lot of phone calls, congresspersons say, from their constituents saying, why is it you're letting Donald Trump steamroll his agenda through? We'll talk about that later on in the program. 888-971-SHGE, 888-971-7243. Dave is in Honolulu, Hawaii. Dave, you're on the Larry Oda Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you, Larry.
You got it.
So I don't know if it's okay to name a senator in Hawaii, but
please.
We had a telemeeting with Ed Case.
I bet it's Hirono. Am I wrong or am I right?
Oh, you're wrong this time. But
really?
Yeah, to my surprise, it's Ed Case. He had a telemeeting with his constituents on Monday, and he kind of hinted that his constituents should get together and sue Trump as well. Joining that bandwagon. And it sounds like there's a lot of course, nothing new, hypocritical gaslighting going on. So, yeah, they're not alone.
Yeah, well, you know, did you expect them to roll over and play dead? I didn't. I told you, when Donald Trump expels gas in the pantry at the White House, he's going to be sued. Everything he does, he's going to be sued. Not because they think they're going to win, because they want to slow it down. They hope they can just put up so much obstacles that Donald Trump will say, "Oh, screw it! I'm sorry, don't worry about it. I just won't bother." They don't know Donald Trump. The man has more tenacity than any politician I've ever seen, more guts than any politician I've ever seen, has taken more incoming than any politician I've ever seen. 2 assassination attempts, the Russia collusion nonsense, 2 impeachments. All the lawfare, and he's still standing. Looks better than ever. Has lost weight, looks trim, looks fit. Just did a press conference in the Oval Office today that lasted over an hour. And taking questions about all sorts of topics. About inflation. About Gaza. About Canada. About Doge. About firing federal employees, about the EPA, one after another after another after another, and responding crisply with information. It's incredible. And the way he's been dealing with some of these obnoxious reporters like Caitlin Collins, after he was talking in the Oval Office. Listen to this exchange between him and Caitlin Collins of CNN, number 37.
Mr. President, you won the White House in part because of high inflation. If your tariffs make prices go up...
Excuse me, we haven't asked you to speak yet, please. Right?
Excuse me, we haven't asked you to speak yet, please. And then he said this to her, number 38.
I'd like to see peace.
Do you trust President?
I believe that he would like to see something happen. I trust him on this subject. I think he'd like to see something happen. I think it could have happened a long time ago. I think Biden, number one, it shouldn't have started, but it did. And now all those cities are knocked down like demolition sites. All those beautiful golden towers are knocked down. There's nothing going to replace them. But much more importantly, you lost millions of people. A lot of soldiers, but you lost millions of people. When they knock down those cities and they're all laying down on the side, they're lying down just in ashes and all crumbled up concrete. They literally look like a world-class demolition site. And many of them, almost all of them, but many of them, and this should have been done by Biden years ago. This should have never been allowed to happen. I know he's a friend of yours.
But couldn't Putin just withdraw on this?
He's a friend of today? CNN. That's why nobody watches CNN anymore, because they have no credibility.
He is a friend of CNN. That's why nobody watches CNN anymore. We come back. Carl in St. Louis says, how is Trump going to have Canada be the 51st state? Carl, do not leave town. 888-971-SAGE. Larry Elder.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
And keep your hands to yourself.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. 4 nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverages, Hamilton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Nationwide and coast to coast, it's the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, yes. I take Relief Factor every single day. I've had 2 back surgeries and a shoulder surgery, and I have issues. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take daily. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Every day you feel better is a day you live better. Give Relief Factor a try.
With their pain-free trial, you can get a three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. So call Relief Factor at 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF, or ReliefFactor.com. Carl is in St. Louis. Carl, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, Carl.
I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Oh, good. What about Canada to be the first 51st state? That's a big order from Trump. I don't know how he's going to do unless half of the people in Canada go for it and half the politicians in America would have to buy into over half of their resources.
Right, right.
I agree
with you, Carl. It's a heavy lift, and I don't think it's going to happen. But Donald Trump is saying this for a reason. What he's suggesting is that Canada has tariffs against us. They wouldn't have the tariffs if they were a state, pressuring Canada to reduce those tariffs and pressuring Canada to put people on its border because the northern border has seen a substantial increase in the number of illegal aliens coming down from Canada. So that's what Donald Trump is doing. And you're right. The polls of Canadians show that the majority of them do not want to join America, but polls change. Imagine if down the road Canadians say, you know what, it might be better. And Donald Trump is threatening not to defend us militarily. We don't have much of a military. So if we were a state, we wouldn't have to worry about the military. We wouldn't have to worry about tariffs. Maybe over time the majority of Canadians might change their mind, in which case we have a different conversation. But you're right. Right now it's not really doable. But already the Prime Minister of Canada has responded to Donald Trump's threat for tariffs. By putting more people on the border and by saying that there will be much more done to stop the flow of fentanyl and illegal aliens coming in from the north. So I think already Donald Trump has achieved a partial victory. Fred is in Irvine, California. Fred, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Larry. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So, you know, one of the reasons why people, like, get nervous about judicial review and about how Trump might not follow it is that one of his primary advisors, Russell Vogt, who has written a lot of Project 2025, and that is kind of the playbook of what's going on right now, has made many comments.
Fred, can I interrupt just for a second? Just for 1 second, Fred, interrupt for a second. Have you read Project 2025?
I've read a fair amount of it, and I've read summaries of a lot of it.
Define fair amount.
Oh, I don't know. There were a lot of pages in it. I read summaries of it. I don't know.
Do you know how many pages it is?
20 pages.
Okay.
I read paragraphs of different things.
It's almost 900 pages. I don't know anybody who's read it. But go ahead. But
I read a fair amount, mm-hmm. And I've read summaries about
okay.
it. I understand that it's 900 pages.
Fair enough.
So in there, Russell Vogt has a plan, and it is a playbook of many things that are happening right now, and they are fast moving. Do it quick.
Does it say anywhere in there? Refuse to follow a court order. Does it say that anywhere?
I don't know if it says.
It doesn't. Has Donald Trump refused any court order?
Well, so that's an interesting question.
Has there been a Republican senator, Fred, that stood out outside the Supreme Court and said, you justices, two justices, Sonia Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson, you will reap the whirlwind if you keep following these unpopular decisions the way Chuck Schumer did about Kavanaugh and Gorsuch? No. Has any House member on the Republican side, like AOC just did, say you can resist a order because of what the Supreme Court is doing is handing down unpopular decisions? No.
AOC doesn't speak for me, so I don't know why you're bringing her up. I am telling you the reason why people are nervous is that this man, Russell Vogt, says that they should ignore court orders until they get to the Supreme Court. And so
what he means is you should appeal them until you get the Supreme. If there's an injunction, you can't ignore the injunction. You can file a lawsuit.
No, that's not what he said. He said ignore the court orders until they go and get a ruling from the Supreme Court. Not.
I will look exactly what he said, but I'm confident that's not what he said. He said, keep filing appeals. That's what Democrats do. And that's what Trump did. And if there's an order that Trump has ignored, please tell me what it is. The judge put a pause on what Donald Trump wanted to do. What did Trump do? He paused. He filed a lawsuit challenging that. The judge has now backed down, and now he can continue offering buyouts for federal employees. I mean, I don't understand. You've got AOC doesn't speak for you, but she speaks for a lot of Democrats. She's one of the more popular Democrats, got a bigger social media following probably than anybody else in the House. And I just played you a clip where she just brazenly said, we can ignore orders because we don't like them. And if anybody pushed back, if I heard CNN push back, I watch a lot of CNN, I haven't heard anybody even play that. I watch a lot of MSNBC, Hee-Haw, I haven't heard anybody even play that. Here is one of the most popular and powerful House members literally saying, we should ignore a court order, a Supreme Court order, because it's unpopular. What is that? Honestly. Mike is in Lakewood, California. Mike in the Larry Elder Show.
God bless you, Larry Elder. I think you're a modern American folk hero. Okay. I've always said that your picture should be between the shoulders of those two people in Grant Wood's American Gothic. You're a hero.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, why don't you juxtapose that idiot's analysis of Supreme Court legislation and that it could be ignored. Please juxtapose that next time with her tape of not understanding a garbage disposal. You know, you need to run. And you know what? There's one thing else I wanted to say.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-505-8709. 800-505-8709. 800-505-8709.
I'm Dean Owen, CPA. Tax laws are always changing. That's why you need a plan to pay the least amount of taxes. Because if your business and income and retirement planning is not tax smart, it's probably tax dumb. Let's fix that today. Call me, 270-554-0720. Or go to the website, owencpa.com. That's owencpa.com. Let's disinherit the government and not your kids. Helping you pay the least amount of tax legally is what we do. This is who we are. We are unapologetically pro-American, pro-God, pro-life, and pro-Second Amendment. If those are the values you look for in a tax and money advisor, give us a call. That number again, 270-554-0720, or check us out on our website, owencpa.com. owencpa.com. Give us a call today.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no coverage at all. These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of the biggest expenses can be your car, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan. You could save thousands with one call to CarShield. Call 800-840-1546 now to see if you qualify. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and more can become a thing of the past. Plus, call 800-840-1546 right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options.
Call 800-840-1546 today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Just call 800-840-1546 to see if your car qualifies. 800-840-1546. That's 800-840-1546. Again, 800-840-1546. Coverage varies by plans. View contracts and exclusions at carshield.com.
Okay, everyone, I need your help because I just moved into this apartment a few months ago and I flipped this switch and it made that noise and it scared the daylights out of me. I am told this is a garbage disposal. I've never seen a garbage disposal. I never have one in any place I've ever lived. It is terrifying. I don't know what to use it for or what its purpose is. Like food scraps? Like, is this environmentally sound? I don't know.
I'm gonna stand with you in this fight, and we will win. We won't rest. Thank you, everybody.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. As you heard, he said, we won't rest. Not we won't miss, we won't rest. We want to make sure we quote him fairly. Now, next hour, we're going to talk about the pressure that Democrats in Congress are under to stop the Trump agenda. They're being bombarded with angry calls from their constituents. How can you let him do this? How can you let him get away with all of this? And the Associated Press has been barred from a White House event because the Associated Press refuses to call the Gulf of America the Gulf of America. They had no problem referring to Mount McKinley as Mount Denali when Obama changed it. And turns out inflation is up. And the number of jobs created under Joe Biden has now been downgraded by a full million. All of that and more, 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Kathleen is in Mesa, Arizona. Kathleen, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry. I'm trying to make heads nor tails of this. I've Googled it, and I can't figure out by what they're saying on there. Is the Department of Education, was it created by Congress, or was it by executive order?
I'll check, but I'm pretty certain it was created by Congress under Jimmy Carter. Because, in fact, I know it was because Ronald Reagan ran in 1980 to get rid of it. If it was an executive order, he would have just signed an executive order ending it. He couldn't do it. Congress refused. They dug in their heels. And so in order for the Department of Education to go away, Congress is going to have to do it. That's why it's going to be difficult for Donald Trump to get rid of it. Not impossible. You know, we've got the majority in the House, and a large number of American people believe that the Department of Education is completely useless. It is. And so I think if he makes the case, I think that it can be abolished, but it's going to be difficult. Once you set up a government program, it takes almost an act of God to get rid of it. People dig in, bureaucrats dig in, and they want to save it, and so it's awfully difficult to kill a government program. 888-971-SAGE. I'm Larry Elder.
Who? No, I'm just kidding. I think there's a piece of glass down there.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane and a Vietnam veteran. With Memorial Day coming up this 26th of May, I would like to remind you that it is more than a three-day weekend. With the words from President Ronald Reagan in one of his many Memorial Day speeches, he had just received the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. He said, "There is a special sadness that accompanies the death of service members, because our country is never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our power to repay. And all we can do is remember. Most of them were boys and girls when they died, and they gave up two lives. The one they were living and the one they would have lived. They gave up everything for us, and all we can do is remember and honor them. This Memorial Day, please remember and honor our fallen servicemen and women.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.